about you, but from time to time, my computer, in fact, yesterday, my computer did this. I hit print and it didn't print. I don't know why it didn't print. And then it gets stuck and the wheels start turning around. And at the end of the day, I had to shut the computer off, reboot, came back on and printed fine. You know, sometimes that's how you feel in your life, don't you? Especially in your marriage sometimes. Like, man, can't we just shut it off for about 2 minutes, turn the button back on, and have some of the operating systems like they used to be, or we wanted them to be? Great analogy. It's a reset time. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living from our Intentional Living studios in Tucson, picking up from last week where we focused on the topic of reset. I was telling you, I am reading a book from Dan Heath, New York Times bestseller, and it's a book called Reset, How to Change What's Not Working. It's a book for employees and managers and mostly about your life in the workplace. But, man, the application is huge when it comes to our marriage and our family. And if you want to feel energized in your marriage, you want to feel more happy in your marriage, you really need to hit the reset sometimes. It's okay. We got so much confusion and noise in our culture today, and things, the wires can get crossed. Sometimes you just got to say, hey, let's hit the reset. Let's get back on track here. We want your marriage to survive and thrive, and that's why we do this. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Steven, again in Tucson, our Center for Intentional Living. And you're welcome to share your story on our story line, which is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. Let's go. Talking about reset. Stephanie, there in Arizona, what's your reset?
My reset was I used to try to really kind of try to convict and be the Holy Spirit for my husband and try to really take control and guide what he was doing in our marriage and in our business. We own a business together. And I woke up one day and I finally just realized, I mean, through a lot of prayer, a lot of counseling and going to the conferences that you hold, which were huge, seeking godly counsel, choosing the right women to speak to and having the right women speak into me was huge for me. Having the right women come to me and having the grace and the love to be able to look at me and say, you're wrong. You owe him an apology. Because I was very contentious. I was very combative. I was not an easy person to live with by any means. And I finally realized that I need to stop trying to own his responsibility for our marriage and hold my own.
And what difference has that made?
We can communicate now. We don't yell. There was always a screaming match. There was always something to yell about. My kids didn't want to be at home. Our house is just not that place to be. And Now I am the heart of our home and he is able to be the head. And I love that because I am able to set a tone of peace and grace and mercy in my home where I was not able to do that. And he has become everything I've needed him to be without me having to fight and just being able to pursue God and prayer and devotion daily through that has been amazing. And he prayed with me now and he reads the word with me now and he studies with me now. And 6 years ago, he didn't. We'll be married 9 years this October. And it has been such a blessing to be with this man and to do life with this man. I don't know where I would be without him.
That's fantastic. And let me ask you this. You talked about being in business together. Did this all end up being a positive influence in your business relationship as well?
It has. I think a lot of it is just honestly really just kind of digging into the Lord and digging into the Spirit and allowing him to guide us in that. It's really neat to see how it kind of plays into our business relationships with our clients as well. Being able to submit to his principles in marriage and in life and his financial principles as well in business, it really changes things. And I don't want to be repetitive, but I can't stress how important it is to really be intentional in everything you do and in everything that you pursue. Waking up, I tell my kids, you know, two of them are in relationships, and it is very important to choose to wake up every day and say, I am going to love you today, despite what happened.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Powerful. Thank you, Stephanie. And God bless you in your marriage and your business working together. That can be great joy or can be added complexity to the relationship. If you're brand new to the radio, brand new to the station, or brand new to Intentional Living and our Intentional Life Media Ministry, we're serious here about loving you guys and helping you see that when we choose to advance our life and progress our life to live as much as we can and understanding God's intention and really following it, it transforms our life. Let me ask you this. What do you think God's intention is for your life? I mean, do you think it's to have all the problems you're having right now and the struggles you're having and the feelings hopeless and anxious and all that? I don't think so. God's a good God. He wants to give you hope and a future. He loves you. Now, we all struggle with this junk because we live in a fallen world. We get it. But I'll tell you what, when we start to come back and align ourselves closer to what God's intention is and how we deal with these things, you're going to have more peace, more joy. God gets the glory. That's the ultimate thing, right? And we're going to get the benefit. The spinoff is huge. And I believe this, and I've seen this. Listen, I've been around a long time, worked with thousands of people. An intentional life in Christ is the path, the only path to the life that God has intended for you. If that's true for your marriage, we're talking about that today, but it has to do with your kids, your in-laws, your work, your health, anxiety, fear, everything. So the question is, what's not working for you? See, Jesus touched people at their need point. The woman at the well, the blind man, the rich ruler, Mary and Martha, feeding the 5,000, and he always touched them at their point of need, and he applied what he was teaching to what they're experiencing. But he always brought them back to trying to understand that he loved them and cared for them, and that when they choose to follow him, life won't be perfect. But I'll tell you what, you got your purpose, your meaning, it's huge. And so that's what intentional living is all about. That's why we do this. Because we understand that when you're in this reset mode with your marriage today, it may not feel good. You may be thinking of doing something else. Here's the question. Have you spent time really seeking what God's intention is? Sometimes you're going to need to talk to your pastor, talk to a counselor, get with some godly people. Watch who you listen to. Don't go on TikTok to get your answers because you're probably going to get the wrong ones. Not going to be helpful for you. As you seek God's intention for your life, it's transformational. All right, back to the calls. Let's go. Diana, you're next in Michigan. What was the reset for your marriage?
My husband and I will be married for 26 years in December. And we had a very rocky marriage. We had no communication, lots of unforgiveness and bitterness. And in 2020, I felt a prompting from the Lord to stop focusing all of my prayer on my daughter, our daughter who was ill, and to start praying and lifting up my husband, which I was not doing. And so I started doing that faithfully, and the Lord showed up, and in that time, so from 2020 to now, my marriage is fully restored. Our daughter has been healed from, you know, some mental illness, and he's just showing up every day. We're praying together every day, my husband and I. We're joining groups at church. Praying for your spouse is the best thing that a husband or wife could do.
What was the revelation that drew you to that? You were obviously a prayer person and praying for your daughter, and that's understandable. What was it that called you or led you to say, hey, I got to redirect some of this?
I actually felt it was a prompting from the Lord that had me do that. But we were, my husband and I were both believers, but we were not together, and I had such a desire to draw close to the Lord. That is where I knew our help would come from. But he was a little distant, and I think he was more angry. And so once we united together and started praying together and just seeking the Lord together, that is when we had freedom and breakthrough in a lot of areas.
Yeah, was part of the anger just what was going on with your daughter and the two of you weren't on the same page with all of this?
I think if I could speak for my husband, I think that he was angry at the Lord that she was going through the mental anguish with obsessive compulsive disorders and was at a really bad point. And maybe he had a little bit of upset that I was drawing close to the Lord and he was struggling with that.
Yeah, because you know why a lot of us as men, Christian men, I mean, that doesn't negate the fact we think we're responsible to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so the fact that you started praying together, that alone, obviously you were praying for your daughter and other things, that was one of the things that really drew you emotionally and relationally closer to each other in your marriage.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing now?
Wonderful. We'll be 26 years married in December. And like I said, he serves me coffee in the morning. We pray together. We sit up late at night in bed together and just have prayer time. On a Friday night, we can just be there 12:30, 1 o'clock, sitting and talking about the Lord and praying together. It's just amazing when you surrender to the Lord.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I just wanted to leave a comment about what you guys are talking about today. My husband and I have been separated for 18 months and we were actually going through a divorce. I filed in October, but God, he made it very clear that divorce was not what he wanted for us. He actually stopped the process 4 different times and it's being dismissed currently. And he started reconciliation. And the one thing that I've learned during this process is God wanted me to focus on me. He wanted me to learn how to be a praying wife instead of a controlling and prying wife, somebody who tried to control her husband's walk with God, somebody who tried to control even down to what her husband wears. And during this process, I've realized how many areas I've gone wrong, how many areas that I was not kind and loving and godly, and he's teaching me how to be the wife that he intended me to be, but not just that, but really the woman that he intended me to be. He's really opened up my mind and my heart to so many different areas that I was lacking, that I was so immature in. In the process, I've not only been able to heal and forgive what has happened in our marriage, but I've healed from so many traumatic things that have happened during my life. And I do believe that because of God's healing, because of what he's done, it's enabled me to be a better woman, a better mom, a better wife. And I'm learning how to be a praying wife instead of taking my concerns to my husband or my emotions to my husband. I'm learning how to take them to God and pray about them. And he never fails. He always provides. He always shows the way. And he does such a better job than I do. Because when I would take things into my own hands, I would push my husband further away from God and further away from me, which was the complete opposite of what I was trying to do. But taking them to God enables my husband to continue his walk with God, continue to lean in at the rate that he and God needs, not my timing, but God's timing. And it's been one of the hardest lessons that I've learned, but it's been one of the most fruitful lessons that I've learned as well.
Thank you, Amy. Listen, we shared that story last week and didn't get a chance to share with you that was left on our comment line. And we got Amy back on the phone and she had a chance to hear that. Listen to that as you're listening to it. And you're going to hear what that conversation was like in just a few minutes as she reflects back sometime later on the progress in their marriage. We're going to get to that. We're talking about reset today. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. Your comments are welcome at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Your support makes a difference. The only way we survive, frankly, we go on with this mission because of your financial support. It goes back out. We just had a board meeting a couple weeks ago and had a chance to share with the board where we are, and they have a passion, as we do here internally, to keep the mission going and report that we do not borrow money to operate. Every dollar comes in goes back out to mission and ministry. And it's because of your support, we can do this. We have some friends that are Christians in business, and they like to support as well. That's an idea. Maybe you can support that way, or maybe through your minimum required distribution from your IRA at the end of the year here, coming up pretty soon. We get folks that do that. My wife and I do that. We believe in that. We'd love to have you be a part. If you're able to help, we need your support to carry on. You can join by going to theintentionallife.com. All the info is there. You can join online, theintentionallife.com. Your monthly support matters. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and look for the little icon for donations, okay? Boy, we appreciate your support. And don't think somebody else is doing it, because they probably aren't. We're waiting on you. You're going to make a difference, and I thank you for it. 888-888-1717 or theintentionallife.com. In 2 minutes, we're going to hear Amy as she responds to hearing herself after several months and brings us an update on what's going on in her marriage.
Hi, my name is Kim, and I wanted to comment on your radio station. It's just been wonderful about marriage, and we made a little contract, and my husband actually signed it, that we would hug each other before we left, kiss each other when we come home, and before we go to bed. You know, we've married 45 years and have just lost that, where there's just nothing intimate. I need prayer. It's working. We do have a hard time telling each other we love each other, which is, I don't want to give up. We have 4 kids, and no matter how old they get, they're affected by divorce. And but if you could pray for us, Mike and Kim, that, you know, we'd have a relationship with worshiping the Lord. He's not a believer. It makes it very difficult. I feel like we're on two different planes, two different worlds. But 45 years, May 11th. Please pray for us. Thank you. When you had said about, acknowledging each other, trying to work. We're trying. I think that's important, to try, not give up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Kim. And Kim and Mike, pray for them. You know, you said something, Kim. You said, we just can't say we love each other anymore. And I'd ask the question, why did you before? Why? One of the principles and one of the steps of intentional living, there are 4 of them. One of them is declutter. And you got to stop sometime and say, what is it keeping us from kissing each other and saying we love each other? I mean, let's just get down to the brass tack here. Let's not over-spiritualize some of this, okay? You ask for prayer and we're going to pray for you. And that's powerful. But you and your husband need to ask the question, what's going on? Why is it hard for me to say I love you anymore? And then you need to start doing what you need to do to rebuild that marriage. And then ask God in prayer to give you the control and the energy and the passion and motivation to do what you need to do. We'll be praying for you, starting with decluttering your life and your marriage. You know, a few minutes ago, we played that call from Kim that was left on our storyline. Amy, I get corrected in my ear. And rightfully so. By the way, Amy, as she was sharing, she said, but God, did you hear that? She talked about the destruction in her marriage and difficulty in her marriage and thinking about divorce and all that. But God. That's a good book title. But God. And, you know, in terms of what God does when you allow God to intervene, and she had a chance to hear herself share that story, and then I had a chance to talk to her as she was listening. And so, Amy, welcome back. What does it sound like today as you hear your story? What does that feel like for you?
I got really choked up. It just reminded me of how far God has brought me and that He will never forsake or give up. It's been a ride.
Yeah, and how are you guys doing? We wanted to hear what's going on now.
We are doing really good. I never imagined where we'd be right now. Like I said, we were facing divorce, and God stopped the divorce process 4 separate times. And in February, we both just finally surrendered and said, okay, this is obviously not what God wants for us. So how do we do this? And my husband had walked away and stopped going to church for almost a year. And he has been coming faithfully every week. And in the process, God has, at one point, God said, Amy, thank you for stepping back because your husband can hear me now over you. And that to me was, there's so many times that God has smacked me in the face and showed me where I've gone wrong. And even though previously in the separation, I thought that I was trying to help, trying to speak Jesus into him. But in reality, he wasn't ready for that yet. And God didn't have him there. And so I was just pushing him away and making him angry. And it's been the most fulfilling thing to learn how to be a praying wife instead of a prying wife. Mm-hmm. When something isn't going my way, I take it to God now. And I see the fruits of that, not just in my marriage, but also with my child and people around me, my friends and my family. And it's been an amazing ride. We are slow by little. I'm still living in an apartment and my lease is up in November, but we are working towards moving back in together. We are working towards counseling and going to men's groups and women's groups and just the community that God has surrounded us with. I could not have done this without God and His community.
And you're really wise, Amy. Let me just add, you're really wise to intentionally take it a step by step, and really allow God to do His work, and His healing is a powerful thing in your marriage, Amy. And we just really pray that that is the end result here, that you continue to testify, be able to test both of you of what God has been doing and still doing and will do in the future in your marriage.
Yeah, it really had more to do with, he told me at one point in time that the separation had more to do with what he needed to do in me than it did our marriage. And I had so much healing to do because I had a really rough life. I have a really checkered past, and I didn't realize that I had so much healing to do and that I was allowing the emotions to control me rather than allowing God to control my emotions. Mm. And it's been so powerful to learn that, and it's allowed me to be able to surrender and focus on my healing. And when I see something that, you know, I don't necessarily like that my husband may or may not be doing, I don't point it out anymore. I go to God, and you know what? He always fixes it. It's pretty amazing.
We can only influence other people if they allow us to. You can only influence your kids, your grandkids, your coworkers. Even on the radio, we can only influence people if they allow us to. If they don't, they turn us off, right? People are making millions of dollars online influencing each other.
with a lot of nonsense, I'm sure, some practical, but much of it is questionable.
That's an excerpt from a lesson that's up on the website, and we put it available to you because of the prayers and the financial support of people who get it, and they say, hey, I want to be a part of making a difference, joining in the mission, helping people know Christ, accept Christ, and then live intentionally in Him, seeing marriages encouraged, families really reconciled, and people's lives being thriving in life. That's what intentional living is about. It's because of your financial support that we're able to do it. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right? All right. I'll tell you what, we got time, I think, just for one more caller. Let's go to New Mexico. Rochelle, thank you for your call. What's the reset that's been working for you and in your marriage and your relationship with your husband?
I believe for my husband and I, the number one thing is being intentional about not all about me. So whenever any of my actions I take, I want to make sure that I'm intentional, that I'm meeting his needs and not just mine. And I think the biggest one is obviously with the sexual part. I mean, a lot of times women struggle with being exhausted with the kids and so forth, but I want to be intentional in regard to his needs and making sure that it's not all about me, it's us.
Hmm. You know, the Bible talks about that. By the way, if you want to do a Bible study as a couple, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 talks about that. And that is an interesting discussion in and of itself. Let me ask you, Rochelle, in terms of the level of communication, do you guys have a strong marriage overall? Do you find that your marriage is strong, not only sexually, but in other areas?
It's getting there. I've been married for a little less than like 3 months with this man. I was a widow, so I was married for quite some time previous. But because of that, I've learned a lot of things with my first marriage that with him, we are huge about communication and we're doing the best we can to communicate because we believe that helps with a strong marriage.
Yeah, it really does. And that's the way to start out. You're just brand new in this marriage, and one of the things we know, if you can nip it in the bud, some of you may remember Andy of Mayberry, and that was Don Knox. Nip it in the bud. I'm way past many of you by that. Anyway, if you can get at these things early on in your marriage, it is sort of like nipping it in the bud. You're dealing with it when it's a small little weed that can grow up and just kind of squeeze out all the life of a marriage. All right, we got to run. Thank you for being a part of it. Your comments make this show go. What do you think? What have you learned? What is God teaching you about resets in your marriage? 888-888-1717. I want to thank Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer, for your excellence in the work you do. And for Stephen, thank you for your leadership and making sure we do everything we need to do every day on Intentional Living. And for you, for your support. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. See you next time from Intentional Living, the ministry of Intentional Life Media.